You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. Like to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. You know, I watch a lot of construction videos and have done a lot of construction through the years for a guy who's not in the construction industry. I remember when I was a kid, our roof was leaking and I just decided that I was going to get up there and start fixing that. Didn't know the first thing about fixing a roof, but my father and grandfather said, you know what, since he's already ripped that off, we'd better fix it. And the reason I was doing that was because my stuff was getting ruined where the roof was leaking. And I don't ever want to do roofing. I've got a friend that's a roofer. He's really good at what he does. I am thankful for his skills. I'm thankful for his friendship. I don't want to do roofing. I've done some concrete work. I don't do concrete work well. And that's not one of those things that you want to be unlearning, or, you know, doing it wrong and then having to jackhammer it out and do that again. The folks of Jits Concrete, based right here in Brevard County, the Anderson family, they have been doing concrete work for decades and decades and decades. They have a great work ethic. They have tremendous expertise. They've got decades of experience, and it's good experience. And if you're looking to have a concrete project done, it might be large, it might be small. They can handle large projects. They can handle small projects and everything in between. But they may be a great resource for you to call. They can handle the removal of whatever's in the way. They can handle the preparation. They can handle the installation, the finishing, and the cleanup, and then they can get out of the way so that your project can move forward. Jits Concrete can be reached at 321-536-5804 if you think that they may be a resource that you could benefit from. And so we're thankful for them and them being friends of the Refresh radio program. So through the years, I've had a number of people who called if they were listening to the program and said, hey, are you doing okay? Your voice or something, you sound a little subdued. I want you to understand I'm doing well. I am trying to manage my vocal cords as best I can. So those are kind of essential for me. And so if you hear me today in my volume level doesn't go up or down as much as possible, understand that I'm doing my best to continue the healing process, and I'm not bored. Believe me, I am not bored. And in fact, as we go through this, I'll be sharing some things that I learned as I was studying in preparation for this, but I want to manage my vocal cords. I've got the radio programs to do. I've got, other services coming up this weekend, plus church last night. So if you pray for me, I would greatly appreciate it. So let's go back to John chapter 5. We're going to start reading in verse number 19. And Jesus says, it says, "Then Jesus answered and said to them, 'Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Father does not honor the Father who sent him." So here, as people are persecuting and trying to kill Jesus, Jesus answers them and says, "Most assuredly." Sometimes that will be translated "verily" or "verily, verily" or "truly" or "truly, truly." But the emphasis is the same, and that is, pay attention to what I'm getting ready to tell you. Pay attention. And you know, if you want to do a study sometime, you might just go and type in, you know, depending upon how your search engine or your Bible program or your Bible translation has it worded, type in "verily, verily," or "truly, truly," or "most assuredly," and begin with those statements. Pay attention to what they have to say, because Jesus is getting ready to say something important. You will find "most assuredly" in verse number 19. You find it again in verse number 25. "Most assuredly," Jesus said, "the Son," God the Son, "can do nothing of himself." God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit do not operate independently of one another. They don't have three different agendas. They operate from the same position of authority. They operate with the same nature. They operate with the same goal, and that is seeing those which are dead in their trespasses and sin come to life and be reconciled to God, who is holy. Their goal is to bring people to a place of wholeness in their relationship with God and in their physical bodies and in every area of their life. So he says, this is very important. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not doing anything of myself. How much different is that from the way that the world tends to operate? The world tends to operate from a position that says, if I can put it in a sports analogy, give me the ball. I want the ball. I want to be the star that shines. I'm the one that can make a difference. There isn't that competitiveness within God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There is perfect unity. They are united in nature. They are united in action. When one is moving, they are all moving. And so the Son can do nothing of himself. If that is true of Jesus, how much more true is it of us? We need to realize how dependent we are upon God. The older we get, the more we should realize we are dependent upon God for everything. Soundness of body, soundness of mind. Thank God for the breath in our lungs. Thank God that He gives us a pathway to redemption. He gives us the Holy Spirit as a seal or a guarantee of the promise that has been made. He gives us hope and a future. He gives us the ability to not be controlled by fear. I will tell you, one of the ways that I knew that I was getting better physically, and that was as soon as my body started getting stronger and having been out of commission for a couple of days, when my body started getting stronger, all of a sudden the enemy started trying to attack my emotions. Specifically when I was asleep. And it was just, bam, completely out of the blue. And I recognized what was going on. And said that's not going to work, and went back to a position of knowing that everything that I'm dealing with is under the authority of God, that God is able to use all things to bring glory and honor to his name. So Jesus is there's not like three different agendas, you know. The term division by many people is explained as people with multiple visions. And so this person is trying to pull people to the right, and this person's trying to pull people to the left. This one's trying to pull people up. This one's trying to pull people down. That's division. And you and I, we need to realize that God is operating with perfect unity. You can go and read John chapter 17 and see just how united God is. It goes on here, and Jesus says, but what He, the Son, sees the Father do, for whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner. So Jesus says, I don't initiate things of my own accord. We are operating in perfect unity. And the things that I do are the things that I see the Father do. Jesus had a couple of operational norms in His life, if you will. Whatever He saw the Father doing, that's what He did. Whatever He heard the Father saying, those are the things that Jesus spoke. It really was a ministry that was birthed out of revelation. And so when you see the Father in action, get on board. Most of the time we pray from this perspective: God, would You bless what I am doing? Well, I can tell you this: God is able to bless, and God is a God of action. He is a God who does. But rather than ask Him to bless what we are doing, we should be praying, God, would You open my eyes to see what You are doing so I can get on board with what You are doing? And God, would You open my ears so I can hear what You are speaking from Your throne in heaven so that I can speak in that manner? Those two radical repositionings, if you will make our ministry a lot more fruitful and a lot more effective. So whenever I come in here, okay, God, not what I want to say, but what You want to say. You know, everybody has opinions, but God has truth. And so we really need to know, because not only will we do what he wants us to do and say what he wants us to say, we will do it in the time frame that he wants it done. So, listen to what it says. For whatever he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does. So Jesus' ministry was birthed out of revelation. And that, in this particular circumstance, had set him up for persecution. So if you think that that mindset of doing what God is doing and saying what God is saying is going to make you popular, going to make you well accepted, it may have exactly the opposite effect, but it may make a huge difference in a person's life. But more than that, it will please the Father. I remember very early in my pastoring at Merit Assembly of God, there was a situation that had arisen. I had sought out godly counsel, and I was doing what I was supposed to do. And it was creating some uncomfortability, because there were people who didn't know everything that I knew, who didn't know that I was operating under authority, and it wasn't necessarily the most popular season of my time, but it was the right thing to do. And whenever we see God moving, and whenever we hear God speaking, and we know that we're supposed to be a part of that, I will tell you, obedience is always in season. It may not be problem-free. It may actually stir up the hornet's nest, if you want to know the truth, but obeying God is always the right thing to do. And here's the thing. For whatever he does, the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. I don't know how many different times I have seen people do the right thing, but people were upset with the process in which they did it. Here's what I recommend. Do things the way God wants them done, not the way that the world wants them done. Now, God the Father loved the world, so he sent his only begotten Son. So we know that everything that God is going to have us to do is going to be done from a foundation of love. This man was healed of his lameness because God loves to heal. He is the Lord, our healer. Healer is who he is, not just what he does. And so there was a love there. And so when Jesus healed him, even though it agitated many people who did not have that same issue, he did it because he loved the person. Here's one of the things that I always like to point out. People who are agitated whenever something good happens to someone who is in a worse off condition than they are. I want to take you to that person. This is going to be a purely fictitious example. A legitimate example, but it's not this person, this place, that time. It's purely generic. These people who are criticizing Jesus, if suddenly they became lame, if suddenly they became blind, if they lost their ability. If they had a major health crisis that left them in need of emergency medical care, how many of them do you think would expect intervention no matter what day of the week it was? If they were in crisis, they would want something to take place right then, right there, because all of a sudden now it's their need, not someone else's need. I can tell you, having had some family members and had some hospital visits that I've made through the years, that whenever people go to the hospital, they're hoping to be seen and cared for in as quickly a time as possible. But I have also seen that there have been a number of times when surgeries got pushed back, or they ended up spending a longer time in the waiting room, and that can be frustrating. Nobody likes to spend time waiting, especially when you're there for intervention. Here's one of the things that I have tried to share from a personal perspective for them, and that is this. This indicates that you're not being neglected, but there may be a person with a greater urgency in their health crisis than you have with your health crisis. And so thank God that they are going to get to you. They are not neglecting you. I can assure you, I have been in some situations where people wanted the people running the hospital wanted the people in the hospital to get better as quickly as possible because they needed to make room for other people who needed the hospital. Make sure that the things we as the body of Christ do are done in the same manner of love, of holiness, of compassion as what God does. Verse number 20 says this: "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does." The reason that there was this revelation is because there was this foundational aspect between God the Father and God the Son, and that is this. It is the foundation of holy love. If you love someone, you are going to reveal as much of the family business to them as you possibly can. You're not going to be holding out secrets. Just not going to happen. You want to set them up to succeed. And so, because of the foundation of love, the Father revealed everything to the Son about what he does. So, I'm going to share a little bit of perspective. There is a lot more that goes on to ministry at your local church than you're aware of. Guarantee it. There are things that go on that people, it never enters their mind because it's not in their realm of responsibility. And so I mentioned this on yesterday's program, and that was, I'm thankful for Pastor Harley. Pastor Harley had been a youth pastor before he came to Merit Assembly of God. He had been an interim pastor before he came to Merit Assembly of God. And he came with a heart when he came to Merit Assembly of God. I mean, he's got a heart for ministering to young people, but he's really got a heart to minister to everybody. And so whenever there was something that needed to be done, he said, "Look, we're a team. You need me to do this, I'm going to do it." And he operates with as much desire to do it the way that I would do it as he possibly can. His personality is different than my personality. So there's going to be some differences in style, but there's not differences in the motivation. He wants to see people walking in a maturity of faith, and so I'm very thankful for that. Somebody asked me a year or so ago, said, "What would you do if you were given a sabbatical?" It wasn't somebody from my church. What would you do? And they said, "Because honestly, I don't know what I would do." And I said, "Oh, for me, that's very simple." I said, the first thing that I would do is I would focus on getting my body into shape the way that it needs to be into shape. I'm still working on that. Lost several pounds, and you know, feeling pretty good about that. But that's one of the things that I would do. I said I would probably also relax a little bit more. I would probably go play golf. And my friend Carl, who listens to the radio program, you know, hopefully we could make that happen again here in the near future. I would do that. The third thing I would do is I would spend some time purging all of the things that I have accumulated and you know, getting rid of some things that we no longer need. I would get rid of that junk. And then the fourth thing I said is this. I would focus on making sure that the things that God has shared with me are in a format so that I could pass it on to my children, all of whom are in ministry. Some of them have jobs outside of ministry. Some of them have jobs inside the church, but they all have responsibilities inside the church. And I want to make sure that I show them everything that God has shown me. If I had it all together digitally, I would be glad to share that with every person that listens to the Refresh Radio program. But the truth of the matter is, the life of ministry for me is a very busy life. I wouldn't want to share every story. I wouldn't want to share every blunder. I would want to share the truth that God has shown me that I said, wow, that was a pivotal moment for me. That was a pivotal truth. I would want to show them everything God has shown me so that they can be more fruitful in their ministry than I was in mine. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Keep praying for me. I'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."